Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's your host, Jeff Sherman.
Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Milwaukee. Good morning, Wisconsin. Mondays are usually full of community and nonprofit guests here on The Upswing. But the theme of Monday, usually on this show, it's about movement. At least that's how it's worked out the past few Mondays. It's always good to keep moving. And today, we're moving across the Great Lake of Michigan with the Lake Express High Speed Ferry. Senior Vice President of Lake Express, Aaron Schultz, joins us. And we'll not only get ready for the opening of the new season of travel, but we're going to explore the ship itself. We're going to dive into the founder story and the why behind the Lake Express. We're going to peer into the past with the history of the Milwaukee Clipper. And we're going to get you ready for all things summer on the high seas. Well, at least on the seas of Lake Michigan. So a little bit of background for you. The Lake Express Ferry made history as the first high-speed auto passenger ferry in the United States on June 1st, 2004. Four-engine powered car ferry will, in its 21st year this year, transport more than 100,000 travelers between Wisconsin and Michigan this season. It makes four daily crossings across Lake Michigan, each taking about 2.5 hours, and six daily crossings during the height of the summer travel season. Trips are scheduled to begin this week. We're going to tell you specifically when later in the show, and they're going to run through the end of October. I think it's October 22nd, but we'll get that exact date for you later in the show. An average of 50 different foreign countries are represented annually among Lake Express's travelers. The ferry's really popular among travelers seeking to avoid all that Chicago congestion, all that Chicago traffic when driving around Lake Michigan on their way to either to Michigan or Wisconsin. The Lake Express had a big bike drive this past weekend. Aaron Schultz and I were talking about it a bit before the show. The travelers got tickets if they donated bikes. So I'm going to start our conversation with a review of the bike event this past weekend. Aaron, how are you today? Thanks for being with us.
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So you had people lined up donating bikes to get free tickets this weekend. How'd that event go?
Yeah, it's a fun one for us. We've been doing it for more than 10 years, but we support the 16th Street Community Health Centers and their Bike Day event, which distributes actually bikes in conjunction with their health programs in June.
Okay.
So our offer was, well, the dare, bring us 500 bikes and we'll give away 500 tickets.
And
the response is overwhelming. We had people in line at 4:30 in the morning for an 8 o'clock start. So
Wow. They
lined up as far as the eye could see, bicycles, all shapes and sizes, and a really great enthusiastic outpouring of generosity, really, because some of those bikes, we like to think we're being generous in offering a ticket, but some people match and exceed it with the quality of things they bring in for us.
Very good. People are very generous people here in Wisconsin. So that, I know the Sherman garage is full of bikes. We didn't get a chance to get down there, but I'm sure you got your fill and you'll put them to good use.
Yep, absolutely. And we'll do the bike drive again next year. We it's a new tradition for us, or an old tradition that we just really look forward to.
Okay, very good. Aaron Schultz from Lake Express joining us today on The Upswing. It's a Monday edition. We're all about movement in Lake Michigan. We'll be back after this break and continue our conversation around the new season of Lake Express. This is The Upswing.
Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
Welcome back to The Upswing and happy Monday. A big thank you to Steve Scafidi for filling in Thursday and Friday. Wife had some surgery on Thursday, doing really well in the recovery. I appreciate all the nice texts coming in. So, honoring those who dedicate their lives to keeping us safe, WTMJ is highlighting first responders who went above and beyond this past year through Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service, presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. You can nominate your first responder now at WTMJ.com or on the WTMJ mobile app. The nomination period is open now through May 10th. Finalists will be recognized during the Hero Week, May 20th through May 24th. Help us tell your story. Steve Scafidi's Salute to Service, presented by Waterstone Bank and sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. So, Aaron Schultz, Senior Vice President at Lake Express, again, thank you for joining us. You have been with Lake Express pretty much since the beginning, right, Aaron?
Yeah, actually since before the ship was here in Milwaukee. So
okay.
We had to use our imagination at first to get that initial promotion out there. So we ran a billboard with a woman with her hair blowing around and saying, yeah, it's that fast. And we hadn't been on it, so we couldn't. We knew it was going to be fast, but we didn't know how fast until it got here.
So you were working for a public relations firm that was working with Lake Express before you came on board?
Yep, absolutely. I was working with the advertising side. And then at the end of that first year, then I came to work full time with Lake Express, which was a little bit of a dream come true. It was something I didn't know I wanted to do because it didn't exist until then. And here I am 20 years later.
And you're a Green Bay native, so keeping all your community activities here in the great state of Wisconsin, I'm sure that's been special.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, very good. I wanted to give us first, when is the opening day for Lake Express this year?
This Friday, May 3rd at 6 a.m. We'll be up and ready before the sun even comes up, and then we'll have hopefully a really nice sunrise and a first trip.
Okay. So what all goes into the prepping of the season? Where's the ship stored in the off season?
Sure. We kind of hide it away.
Okay.
There's a little impromptu parade through downtown every year as we come up through the Milwaukee River. We come past the Harley Davidson Museum, the post office. We cut underneath the high-rise bridge, and then nestled between a great big grain silo and the power plant, there's a place there where we're protected from the wind and the elements, and we work on the ship there all winter long.
And what kind of work is done? Just kind of to make sure everything's good and prepared for the next season, or were there specific upgrades that happened this year?
First off, it's, you know, clean every spot and check every, bolt and every nook and cranny, make sure everything is tip-top shape. And then we do some engine overhauls. We have five engines. We use four at a time. So some years we'll swap one of those out. We've done some electronics upgrades and bridge upgrades and new radars and safety features and comfort features. And a few years ago, we redid all the seats on board. So there's always an off-season project that keeps us busy.
Okay. And the water underneath never fully freezes. It stayed.
It's a lot
heated.
Yeah, when the power plant was a coal plant, then the water was very warm. But even still, it doesn't really freeze up there, which would be the risk on the lakefront with the ice and the waves and things like that. So we're good and sheltered and open water for the most part.
Okay, I want to explore the ship itself and really kind of get your best descriptive self going to give us the ins and outs and all the wonderful things about the Lake Express. In the meantime, I'm going to open up the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. If you have specific questions about travel to Muskegon from Milwaukee via the Lake Express, we'll continue our conversation with Senior Vice President Aaron Schultz of Lake Express. When we come back, this is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. We got some smooth sailing music heading across Lake Michigan today with the Lake Express. Aaron Schultz joins us today. Across the lake we go. So, Aaron, the driving distance from Milwaukee to Muskegon via I-94, it's what, about 276 miles or so, 4 hours and 40 minutes or so? You know, it depends how fast I'm going. I can probably make it a little quicker.
We always say about 5 hours because, you know, when you don't want to leave too early or too late. So you're almost always going to get caught in that Chicago traffic. So we don't have traffic on Lake Michigan, so we can be a little bit more, we can commit to our time a little bit better that way.
Okay. And the across the lake time with the Lake Express is what?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. All right. So you're shaving a good 2 hours plus on the drive time. So that's pretty efficient. So what is unique about the ship's design? Kind of give us the walkthrough for those who haven't seen it or been on board.
Sure. It's very different than the past notions of Great Lakes ships or Great Lakes ferries, in that it's a catamaran-style hull. So two hulls, aerodynamic or water dynamic or whatever the version of that is, two water jets on each hull. So we go almost 40 miles an hour across Lake Michigan, and this ship is made for speed, and it gets you there very quickly. Okay. And then inside, well, you drive your own vehicle on in through the back, and when we get to Michigan, doors open on the front of the ship, and you drive straight through. It's almost like a tunnel down below.
Okay.
And then upstairs, you have, you know, I call it first-class airline seating in the sense that it's comfortable seating, but you know, you're not bumping your knees and you're not confined to your seat. You can walk around, you can go outside, you get a real good view and experience. But if you're traveling with kids or you just feel like you don't want to be, you know, sitting in one place cooped up like you are in a car, you have a lot of options just to move around or you know, go on the internet or, you know, enjoy yourself any way you want. Tables, mm-hmm. too. You can play a board game with your kids or eat a meal, all sorts of things.
Full food and drink service as well?
Absolutely. We have a galley on board, so you can get hot food, cold food, and beverages as well.
Okay. So 192 feet long, 58-foot beam, the hull, like you said, primarily made of aluminum. Yep. How many what's the horsepower, and then what's the total topping speed across the lake?
So there's four engines, each with 3,000 horsepower, Detroit diesel MTU engines, and great big engines.
Right.
Big as a car, almost, if you see them on a, you know, outside of the ship. And then our cruising speed is you know, slightly under 40 miles an hour, but our top speed is over 40 miles an hour. But we do, for schedule and for fuel economy and things like that, we run a little bit slower. But you will, you know, we are on time. We leave on time and we arrive on time. So it's that 2.5 hours is the schedule we keep.
Okay. And the turning radius and maneuverability, What's that all about?
You know, it basically spins, you know, it'll walk sideways and it'll spin in place like a helicopter almost. It just pivots on that center point. So when it comes off our dock in Muskegon, it's one of my favorite parts because you get to see the ship in 360 and look down, you know, that tunnel between the hulls, see straight through daylight on the other side underneath it. And then, you know, full speed, the ship can generally stop within one ship length even at full speed. It is... very responsive. It's more of a sports car than what you think of a, you know, a big, you know, tugboat or big freighter that moves slowly and has to be careful. We can, it's definitely something different.
Okay. And on that sports car topic, what's kind of the variety of vehicles that are taken on board and how many can you take on in one trip?
Sure. We book 44. We usually can fit 46.
So 44 total vehicles?
Yep.
Okay.
And then we take 12 motorcycles in our regular configuration, and then we take bicycles as well. And, you know, for an event like Harley, then we'll convert space over. We'll carry like 150 motorcycles and fewer cars.
Okay.
So it has that flexibility, but it's made for, you know, cars and trucks and things like that that are more not freight vehicles. And that's one of the reasons it was designed the way it was to be made for people on vacation, business travel, things like that. So that ease of use is there. You have enough semis on the highway. You don't need big trucks all around you when you're on your Lake Express trip.
So what are some of the environmentally friendly aspects of the ship, and how has that kind of evolved through the years in your time there?
Sure. You know, we've been assessed years back by the state of Wisconsin. Used to do something called Travel Green Wisconsin. That looked at, you know, our waste handling, our pollution, you know, taking congestion off the streets, and we won those certifications over and over again. And we do continue to look at, you know, kind of our environmental footprint in terms of how we operate, how we can be more efficient. Like I said, if we can run a little slower and still stay on schedule, we do those sorts of things for fuel economy and other reasons. So it is... We're very attuned and very appreciative of Lake Michigan, and we're very much interested in taking care of it.
Okay. Well, we love to contrast and compete here in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. So when we come back from the break, I want to have you give us the details around Lake Express and how it compares to other ferries and operations around the country and the world. I know we talked a little bit about the Spirit of Ontario that services Lake Ontario and kind of how it connects Rochester and Toronto. We'll discuss that and a few other things with Lake Express's Aaron Schultz. You got to put on your sailing shoes. Put on your sailing shoes. Welcome back to the Upswing. All things Lake Express today with Senior Vice President of the Lake Express, Aaron Schultz. Aaron, thanks again for spending your morning with us. We appreciate it. So compare and contrast a bit for us. We like to compete here in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. How does the Lake Express compare to other ferries in operation around the country and really the world?
I think the speed is the key difference between the Lake Express and a lot of other ferries that you might know or ride here in the United States. And unique also that it takes vehicles. There are ferries that run at a comparable speed, but they are, you know, passenger-only ferries. So what we have here is very unique and very special in those regards.
Okay. So I want to talk about the why story. Mm-hmm. Saving 2 hours of drive time is really nice, for sure. But whose vision was the Lake Express, and has it been kind of fully achieved? And talk to us about the vision and go back to the creation of the Lake Express itself.
Sure. I think the idea of the Lake Express probably started even about 10 years before the Lake Express came into existence. And the port of Milwaukee at the time had looked at that old Milwaukee Clipper that sailed until 1970 between Milwaukee and Muskegon and said, there's must be a reason why that went away. And, you know, there must be some reasons why it could come back.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of listeners and fans remember the Milwaukee Clipper, and we're going to get into the history of that kind of epic ship later in the show for sure.
But the real reason, you know, the Clipper went away was the speed and the technology at the time, you know, even 10 years before the late 90s or the mid 90s didn't really exist. So the desire was there, I think, for people to take that shortcut, but the technology didn't really exist until Austal started pioneering these high-speed catamaran ferries. At that point, the idea made its way from the port of Milwaukee, and it ultimately ended up with the Lubar family, Lubar & Co. here in Milwaukee, who spent, again, a lot more time refining that business plan. Because just the concept of going across fast, there's a lot that goes into it. And it's a very difficult business. You mentioned the Spirit of Milwaukee, or the Spirit of Ontario.
Right.
They lasted not even a month because they built too big of a ship, too inefficient, and it was wrongly sized for the market. So I would say you're in your season 21, 20 years in, it says a lot about the research that was done here.
So the Spirit of Ontario went bankrupt in 2004, like you said, not long after launching. Was that just a bad economic model, or they didn't have the right ship, or a combination of both?
A gigantic ship. It was an international transit, so they had, you know, customs, and then they had to hire pilots to tell people where to go once they got in Canadian waters. It was a bad plan, really. I mean, the ship itself was terrific. The idea, if you say, hey, without looking at the other factors, everybody said, hey, cool. Hey, cool, didn't get it there.
So we can be thankful for the entrepreneurial vision of people like David Lubar here in Wisconsin, for sure.
Absolutely.
So where was the ship constructed, and how long was that process?
I think the actual construction was roughly a year. It was built in Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
And then it made its way to Milwaukee all the way up the eastern seaboard and through the St. Lawrence Seaway. Very long trip. And, you know, last year we had one of our, what we called him the original captain, Paul Haley, was on that original trip. So he made it through 20 seasons with us before retiring. But the stories he would tell about, you know, living on the Lake Express and you know, coming up, it was quite the journey for them.
Okay. We have a bunch of questions coming in. I want to do our best to get to those after the next break. Someone says, has the captain or anyone else on board performed a marriage on the ferry? Maybe some people have some specific insight, but Aaron Schultz has a great story when we come back from the break. We are talking all things Lake Express. This is The Upswing. Next up, the Milwaukee Clipper. And yes, we will tell a marriage story that happened right aboard. A marriage and a rescue story that happened aboard the Lake Express. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you are listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. The Lake Express begins its 21st season transporting cars, motorcycles, bicyclists, and passengers, of course, to Muskegon, Michigan from Milwaukee. Aaron Schultz, the Senior Vice President of Lake Express, joins us today. A little history lesson time with the Milwaukee Clipper. But first, you had a marriage ceremony on board the Lake Express, and you said it kind of an interesting origin story there. How did How'd that happen?
Yeah, it actually started with a rescue at sea. We one of the earlier years, one of our captains was just scanning the horizon as we crossed, and he saw something a little out of the ordinary. And they went, took a closer look, and they found a sunken sailboat with the sailor clinging for life on top of it.
Wow.
And they pulled him out of the water.
Do you have a life jacket, I hope?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I'm not certain he did, but they pulled him out of the water. He was in bad shape, turned around, brought him back to Milwaukee because they decided he was too close to take him to Michigan. They got him fixed up, and then the next year he found love, and he decided that his new lease on life would be tied to the Lake Express. So he had a marriage tied to the crossing and a honeymoon in Muskegon.
Very good. Lake Michigan, it's all about love. That's what we do. I love it. So history lesson time. Many fans and listeners, I'm sure, remember the Milwaukee Clipper. Well, it goes back to, 1904?
Yep.
And the Clipper was a pretty impressive ship at its time and ran till, 1970-ish?
1970, yeah.
And when it launched in Cleveland and built by the American Shipbuilding Company, originally, was it just a passenger and freight vehicle? Or
it was just passengers and freight, and it actually didn't cross Lake Michigan originally. It went up and down the coast and kind of went all around, almost like a train, because it was 1904. You know, there were no highway and rail, I think, even at that point was quite inefficient. So it made that, and then in 1941, it was originally called the Juniata. 1941,
okay,
they fixed it up. They made it all streamlined and Art Deco styled, and then it went across from Milwaukee to Muskegon, so from 1941 to 1970, and it's actually our next door neighbor when you ride in Muskegon. It's still there, and it's now a museum ship that you can tour when you arrive in Muskegon.
And then you said in 1941 it was christened as the Milwaukee Clipper.
Yep,
carried 900 passengers, 120 cars. What was the time across the lake at that time?
It was long enough that the marketing materials showed people in multiple outfits. They were changing into dinnerware. They played shuffleboard. They played with the kids. They smoked a bunch of cigarettes in the 1940s. And then they dressed for dinner, and then they ate prime rib. And by the time they had that whole experience, about 6-7 hours had passed.
Okay. Yeah, probably a bit of a precursor to all the cruise ships that are docking at Milwaukee now. It was very high end. It was, something that people took their time and really enjoyed themselves with.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was, the ship was going to take time either way, so they made the most of it.
And do you remember the cost per person?
Oh, I have a whole stack of
40 was a while ago, but I want the data. Let's compare and contrast that cost.
Shoot, I was just cleaning my desk and I have a stack of old brochures. I don't remember, but it was, you and I would be on it every day of the summer enjoying it if we could get a prime rib for that today.
Some of my research showed about $3.30 and another $8 extra for a car. That seem about right?
Sounds about right. Okay. Yeah, when the company started, I used to go to lunch once a year with an old timer. It was the guy that actually bought the prime rib and then printed postcards for them. And he had all kinds of stories. But that was a really bygone age at that point.
And the Milwaukee Clipper, as you said, is currently docked in Muskegon, where it's turned into a museum so people can walk through and kind of experience a bit of the past.
Yeah, Muskegon itself is interesting that way. There's a World War II submarine. There's the old Clipper. And there's an LST, which was a World War II, one of the brought the tanks to the beachhead in Europe. So there's a lot of maritime history there preserved as well.
Okay. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Aaron Schultz, Senior Vice President of Lake Express. When we come back, this is The Upswing. You're listening to Jeff Sherman. I am Jeff Sherman. You're listening to WTMJ. Next up, why should I visit Muskegon? Except, obviously, the Milwaukee Clipper Museum is there. What else is in Muskegon? And we'll talk to Aaron. Is he seeing an increase in interest in visiting Milwaukee from Muskegon? Next up, this is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. Smooth sailing across Lake Michigan today with Aaron Schultz from Lake Express. Appreciate Aaron's time this morning. So the Sherman family took the Lake Express the last time, I believe, Aaron, I think we had a wedding kind of in the greater Muskegon area. So it was the easiest thing for us to do. What are some of the other key reasons to take the Lake Express? Is it just saving the time, or what's that tourism approach between Milwaukee and Muskegon?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, if you've got to get to Michigan, it saves you almost a day of travel by the time you do the over and back. But in terms of if you've not been there and you don't have a family event to go for, I think it's you know, almost like a, yeah, not quite a Cape Coddy thing, but it is a beach-focused lifestyle, really kind of slow-paced, great big sand dunes, really clean beaches, yeah, yeah, and just miles and miles of them. And in Muskegon, they have a place, you know, right there by the channel where they have bonfires at night and a band plays and people kind of just hang out and eat. And then the city itself has all kinds of little shops and you know, there's breweries, and you can actually, they changed the law on COVID so you can, you know, get a drink and walk around downtown. So it almost behaves like a, you know, an everyday all summer long, you know, outdoor festival.
But yeah,
again, really easy to get in and out of. And, you know, you get that mix of, you know, outdoor recreation and that kind of small beach town vibe. It's great. I spent a lot of time there. That's kind of, it's one of the perks of the job, spending nights there in summer.
Yeah. And you mentioned that the sand dunes too, there's some great swimming kind of in that area of Lake Michigan for the kids. Like the sand is really high and it's safe and it's really kind of festive.
The water's actually warmer there because of the way the water circulates in Lake Michigan. So it can be 10 degrees warmer over there too, but that's all part of it. And you know, I really like it because it isn't too crowded, even though it's busy and a lot to do. It's spread out, and there's a lot of little towns outside of Muskegon where you can just, you know, roam and drive those country roads and see what you find next in West Michigan.
With the increased spotlight on Milwaukee, with everything that's happening here in the great Milwaukee summer, are you seeing more of a sense of, wow, I need to get to Milwaukee from Muskegon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had huge enthusiasm last year. The car deck was sold out for days and weeks in a row. And, you know, a lot of it, those lure of people coming over here, spending the weekend in Milwaukee for whatever reason, you know, going to a Brewer game, walking around downtown, even, you know, venturing out a little bit, going to a festival in Cedarburg and getting a caramel apple at Amy's or all those sorts of things that, you know, it's one of the perks of the job, is telling people the kind of the less obvious things and giving those tours and showing them around. And I think people come to Milwaukee not knowing what to expect. You know, there's still a little bit of Vernon Shirley in people's minds, and they come back and say, this is everything I'd expect from the Chicago or even, you know, some New York neighborhoods, except I can get around easily, and man, I can't wait to get back. And people come year after year after year, and the enthusiasm just keeps growing.
We're a very welcoming city, and I always love to welcome new visitors, for sure. A lot of spotlight around Top Chef, so people are finding Milwaukee for the first time. You said the Lake Express in the Hollywood realm was in, what was it, Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
How did that happen? That was mainly shot in Detroit, correct?
It was shot in Chicago as well.
Okay.
And, you know, I got this kind of shady phone call like we get sometimes. Hey, I want to rent your boat and make a movie, or I want to, you know, take a private cruise with a, you know, with something. And you're the, we had to do the whole dance for them to tell us what they were up to. And then a few years ago, at the end of the year, we went down to Chicago and we filmed some scenes. And, you know, I guess I'm not telling too much or violating anything where I say, you know, go watch the movie and look for the scenes on the ship. You'll recognize at least the railings and some parts of the Lake Express in that movie.
Okay. And you've also been on an episode of American Pickers.
American Pickers.
One of my dad's favorite shows.
Yeah, they saw, I can't remember the guy's name, but they kind of... this wild guy out west here in Wisconsin, and then they made the move to West Michigan. So they came over, and they were kind enough to film some scenes with me in, and they didn't make the cut. But everybody got to see the Lake Express, the guys driving on and off and blowing around in the wind. So it was a thrill for us. And every so often it comes up and reruns still, and I get calls from all over.
All right. The 21st season of the Lake Express, sales beginning Friday. Where can people get more information, Aaron?
www.lake-express.com. All the information is there.
And the cost for a one-way and then the round trip?
About $111 for a one-way trip.
Okay.
A little under $200 for the round trip, and then the vehicle is additional. But all those rates are online, too. And we have senior discounts, and kids travel for less. And there's a variety of different ways that we hope to get people on board.
Okay, very good. Appreciate your time. Aaron Schultz, the Senior Vice President of Lake Express. This is The Upswing. You're listening to WTMJ. Tomorrow on the show, all things State Fair and more. I'm Jeff Sherman. You've been listening to The Upswing.